Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 12th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about this year's spring meetings of the World Bank and International Monetary Fund being held here in Washington, D.C.
To join our discussion, join us by phoning us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the World Bank and International Monetary Fund meetings currently underway in Washington, D.C., here in USA.
Some Zimbabweans, including top government officials, are attending the meetings, the spring meetings of the boards of governors of the World Bank Group and the International Monetary Fund. Is an event that brings together central bankers, ministers of finance and development, private sector executives, representatives from civil society organizations, and academics to discuss issues of global concern, including the world economic outlook, poverty reduction or eradication, economic development, and aid effectiveness.
This comes at a time the International Monetary Fund says it has reached an agreement with Zimbabwean authorities on the implementation of critical policies and reforms designed to facilitate Zimbabwe's re-engagement with the international community. According to the IMF, Zimbabwe is facing deep macroeconomic imbalances with large fiscal deficits and significant distortions in foreign exchange and other markets, which severely hamper the functioning of the economy.
In addition, Zimbabwe is facing the challenge of responding to the adverse effects on agriculture and food security of the El Nino-related drought, as well as the devastation from Cyclone Idai. Meanwhile, Reuters News Agency reports that Zimbabwe's economy grew by 4% last year, below an initial target of 4.5%, as the country struggles with surging inflation.
Treasury also said today in its fourth quarter report ending December that the government's foreign and domestic debt stood at $17.8 billion, with 46% of that amount owed to foreign lenders.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa has promised to revive the economy, pay foreign debts, and end international pariah status that Zimbabwe acquired under Robert Mugabe's 38-year rule.
Yohambe zulukandaba lingalithona njani lapho likhona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba ye jonga kunjani mfowethu
ngiyaphila wena uthi
ngiyaphila kakhulu
ndiri right
ye so kulomhlangano lo we IMF ujalo kwenzakala ngesikhathi senesinqa sokuyi spring so ke kukhanya ngazani kula bantu abaningi njengehlala yenza abanye ngabaqondisi bamakampani abanye bakuyisiphatha amandla zikahulumende ezivela kwele Zimbabwe sokuthi ke kulomnumzana uJohn Mangusha kuzobuya ke umnumzana Mthuli Ncube yena oyimgcini ngcebo ekahulumente weZimbabwe.
Newe Gibbs, lona wakasungatai. Uriko
kutiku. Uchut labi mkona, in spirit. So kujalo ke mfoni.
Disungo yangu.
Ukuti kupala kebe. So njalo mwati ya pambili. Ukanya wazani sibili ilizo le Zimbabwe. IMF kuluma. Iti kituwele zima. Nga ukangelo ilizo le currency. Ukuti kungana kukambi kahle. Ngako ke mnoto ilizwe kawasebenzi kemfanilo.
Ufumi urugulamba kusumi.
Kukanya 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 kupasibili chonga. So bathi lokhu kwenziwa ungazani kuyaba esilonyaka ngoba kule El Nino related drought uthi sibili kulokoma okumangalisayo endaweni ezinenxa usizo abantu bekhuluma bathi abantu sebelamba endaweni zeMatabeleland South, Matabeleland North, eGweru, Mashonaland East lezinye indawo so kuthiwa ye kulokulamba okuthize so ke khonapho ke IMF ithi khonoku kulamba kuzobuya lo cyclone Idai lowathanyela abantu
yawenzela
yenza sibili seyenzeka tezi kwabe ngazani kuyawoma kuomela bantu. Uzobuya futhi ke kulembiko ethi umnotho welizwe leZimbabwe ukuthuthuke nge 4% lonyaka. Yebo khangelelwe ukuthi yathuthuka nge 4.5%. Yebo kuzobuya kunye okukhulu futhi okubikwe lizwe leZimbabwe. Bathi imali engazani kumele ibhadalwe izikweletu
for Zimbabwe.
Ya izikweletu kuyaphiwa lapho $17.8 billion. So ukuthi i 46% yayo imali leyi ngiyabantu abakweledwa bephandle kwelizwe. So kulabo ayime kulabo World Bank lezinye inhlangano sezijeneyo i Paris Club lokho nyokuthini
but irikwenda kuphi mari gives for 17.8 billion dollars ayisi mari diki
okunye kuphela kwakubuya ukuthi nqa lesikwelede interest yakhwela so nqa ukuthi ngakhuphuka interest kombana uba lokho isenzani isiba nengi
abaridzwe sikwelede warungojika interest
bani interest kodwa baka chai capital yakona ukuthi vele kuhamba jana. So kanya kwa hiyo pakolo kumfuitu.
Ndizo socha hizo. Yeah. Nasi watereri wa diva wa tariri. Zakari trukutarisa nyaye misangani. Riku tukwa muno mu Washington DC. Ye World Bank ne International Monetary Fund. Uko kune wa miriri we urumende. Kune guruko tarazo upfumi. Musina fundo. Mtudu ngube. Governor we Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. Wa notarazo longa. Wariko zakari wa manguja. Ne wangu wakuru wakuru mu urumende. Wa neche kuita nenya zemari. Kuita o vimangwe ma sangano ane chekuita ninya zemari vanganzi vanenge vakango rerekera kune zvekushandiswa kwemari varikupinda misangano iyo irikupindwawo nevamiriri venyika dzakasiyana siyana pasi rose asi chikuru chiri kutarisirwa ndechekuti nyaya yehupfumi hweZimbabwe hungagadzirisika sei tiona kuti Zimbabwe inonzi ine zvikwerete kubva mukati menyika nekunze kwenyika zvinosvika pa $17.8 billion zvichinzi pazvikwerete izvozvo zvikamu makumi mana nezvitanhatu 46% zviri pa zvikamu zvemari dzakakweretwa kunze kwenyika. Vamwe vanobvunza kuti $17.8 billion zviri zvikwerete mari yakaenda kupi. Aiwa tese mubvunzo yatinge tiinayo zvatinogona kuti chikurukura pano nhasi. Tanzwawo vamutulunxibe vachizivisa kuti mukati memwedzi gumi nemiviri Zimbabwe inogona kunge yaane mari yayo yavari kuti iyo inogona kunge yaane its own currency. Vamwe vaiti taifunga kuti papaiswa RTG dollar Zimbabwe yanga yaane currency yayo. Zvino kana ichiswa imwe pachitarisirwa imwe mari zvakare, saka iripo iyi haisi mari yenyika here? Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatisati kurukure. Saka pindai muchirongwa, chirongwa ndechenyu, tinzwe nenyaya dzezvehupfumi. Gibbs, ndofunga tine mumwe munhu parunari.
Iye, kunjalo ke sizwa kuti slow baba esecingweni, what sizwa kuti slow bani. I'm told that it could be Rejoice Ngwenya, who is an economic commentator. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening and welcome to the program. Oh, I'm told that.
I thought there was a guest.
I had to cut short.
That's what I said. That's why I said. Upfumi weZimbabwe uri kuitawo sei tichitarisa nenyaya yekuti IMF yanga ine chikwata chachiri muZimbabwe mazuva apera vachienda kunotarisa kuti Zimbabwe iri kuteera here zviga zvainenge yakatemerwa ndozvishimwe zvezvinhu zvinenge zvichizokurukurwa. Chikuru chiri kutarisirwa neZimbabwe ndechekuti inge ichikwanisa kuzenge yakukwereta mari kubva kune mwaya masangano. Handifunga kuti inenge ichizokwanisa kukwereta mari kubva kuWorld Bank neIMF nenyaya yezvikwereto zviriko, asi inogona kupiwa mukana pamastaff monitored programs iwayo kuti inge ichizobvumidzwa kukwereta kubva kune vamwe vanokweretesa mari, kana kuti vanokweretesa mari vanenge vane chivimbo neZimbabwe kuburikidza nemamiriro anenge achiita upfumi hwenyika. Saka ndo nyaya yatiinayo yekuti tinge tichikurukura tichitarisa iye nhasi uno. Iko kumusangano IMF neWorld Bank wanga uriko nhasi. Gibbs, tatichinzwa zvazvichibuda ikoko zvakasiyana siyana. Vamwe vari kutarisirwa kuti musangano uchaita kuti Zimbabwe inge yakubva vari kumirira Zimbabwe vakubva kuno vanenge vaine tsapo yemari, a bag full of money. Zvingatarisirwa here izvo?
I think it could be a little bit stretching too far, because you know there are certain issues that have to be discussed first before Zimbabwe gets any kind of funding from the IMF and the World Bank. So maybe it's going to take some bit of time before that happens. Yes, ulukandaba siyabona sibili ukuthi IMF the World Bank zenza umhlangano omangalisayo kona pake. Kodwa ke right now we are joined by our first guest. So our first guest is actually arrived. He's a young man. This guy comes from Zimbabwe. And his name is Tatenda Magetsi. Tatenda, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, so you are here in Washington, eh?
Yes.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
I'm Tatenda Magetsi. I'm here because I won this Block for Development competition from Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. And the World Bank then paid for the trip so that I can attend all the youth programs being held here in Washington.
And you've got this change maker of the African Leadership Institute's project, Bakati, on youth inclusion in Africa.
Yeah.
What's that?
The project Bakati is a virtual program hosted on Workspace. It's an African Leadership Institute project to try to advance youth participation and youth inclusion in all decision making matters. To say in Africa, you'd find that a lot of the challenges that we face include youth subjugation and youth marginalization. Mm-hmm. So this project is whereby 150 youth from all African countries are gathered together on a virtual platform to try and advance ideas on how we can best make use of the youth as a specific demographic and how the youth participation can be augmented in all the different countries.
We are happy that we are talking to a guy who is said to be very good in debating, and we have got a Bachelor of Science, Honours in Social Work.
Yes.
And we are at the Pindura University of Science and Education.
Yes.
Apart from that, you are a Rhodes Scholar.
Yes.
Elect, and you are going to the University of Oxford.
Yes.
In UK. What are you going to do there?
At Oxford, I have been admitted into the Master of Science for African Studies. Mm-hmm. So, largely, my application for the Master of Science in African Studies was inspired by that. I would love to understand more about Africa and where like our problems emanate from as a continent. So the Master of Science in African Studies was the best way to do that. And then after this, like, the scholarship also pays for the DFU, and I'm hoping to be enrolled in the DFU in international development. Mm-hmm. Largely because, like, with my social work background, I would love to work in areas where I would improve human welfare. So the DFU in international development would be like the best way forward in trying to advance that.
And now the IMF, I think Chonga can ask.
Yes, ndobo bvunza hangu nerurimirwa mai tichi kugamuchirai va magetsi muno mu studio 7.
Thank you so much.
Chikuru chingada kuzikana nevakawanda ndechekuti vamagetsi mukomana wechidiki asi akwanisa nguva yacho uye achidyanana michena ndebvu yekwa IMF. Makazviita sei kuti munge muchikwanisa kunge makuwanikwa muri kumusangano?
Chakaitika ndechekuti pane competition yakasimudzwa neWorld Bank ichibata nyika dzemusub-Saharan Africa. Saka mushure mekunge ndanyora isei yakakonzidwa sekuti ndiyo iri nani pane dzimwe, ndakabva ndapiwa mukana wokunge ndichabhadharirwa trip yekuuya kuno. Kuti during the spring meetings pane mamwe mameetings ari kuitwa on youth warfare and youth participation, so that ndinobva ndaita mameeting iwayo.
Saka makabva kuZimbabwe muri vangani?
KuZimbabwe ndakabva ndiri 1.
Asi muAfrica tinonzwa kuti muri 150.
No, pane vakahwina, it was held in 40 countries. Mm-hmm. But vakauya kuno kuti kaonika tichaita 23, vamwe vakafesa
ma-challenges
e-visa. Yeah.
Yeah. Saka zvinobatsira zvakadii vechidiki vemuZimbabwe, iyo mukana wamapiwo?
Mukana wakaita seuyu unobatsira, nokuti tikatarisa matambudziko atinofesa senyika, haana zvaakanyosiyana neanosanganikwa nawo nedzimwe nyika. Saka patinosangana sevechidiki venyika dzakasiyana-siyana, mm-hmm, tinowanika tichagoverana ma-ideas ekuti tingazvigadzirisa sei, vari kuzviita kune dzimwe nyika vari kuzviita sei, zvatingaitawo isusu ndezvipi. Saka tinoonika panonga pachagadzirwa mukana wokuti mumwe nemumwe awanenge acharatidzawo nzira yake yaanofungira kuti iyi nzira ndiyo inokwanisa kunge ichatibatsira kuti tiwanike tichasimuka tese senyika dzese dzemuAfrica. Saka mukana munhu wakakosha zvizhinji wandinoshuvira kuti dai mukana yakaita sei ikaramba ichiwanika, not kwandiri bedzi asi kune vechidiki vakasiyana-siyana. Nokuti patinodzoka ndichanyora ripoti yatichapresenta kuna Minister of Youth, ndichipa zvese zvakaitika kuti zvingatibatsira ndezvipi senyika. Maripoti akadaro anonga achatibatsira pakuti masolutions atanga tisina initially anenge asuggestwa not neni nevamwe vangu vatinavo. then tochinomapa tovapa ma decision makers so that ma policies avanozogadzira haasi presumptive anenge ari well informed on what we need as youths, what we can do as youths.
And anenge achityidzana nedzimwe
nyika.
That's great.
So what do you think you are going to benefit from the IMF discussions and then you take back home for implementation or consideration by the government?
Yeah, I think I'm going to benefit a lot in that. For example, I attended the Human Capital, the launch, official launch of the Human Capital Plan for Africa. This plan is like a feasible way of saying how can we make use of all the like all demographic representations, how to make use of women, how to make use of youth in all our development agenda. So this is like so critical in that like it taught me one thing, that if we are to develop as a continent, then we need everyone on board, where everyone, it's a hands-on for everyone, not where someone like just a small part of the population is one that is like largely engaged in the activities, but everyone else should be a part of it. Not like to say youth are supposed to be like recipients of the development benefits. They should be like a part of the development
process. But the question maybe is, how do you rope in some people who are, let's say you wake up in the morning, you don't have bread, you are looking for a cup of tea.
Yes.
And then you've got somebody who walks to a certain place where you have to drink or smoke bronco or whatever. He's smoked or he's drunk, I don't know.
Yeah.
So how do you then engage with such people? Because you're saying now the youth should be part of that kind of a process and not to be just puzzles, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in any safety, like, since I'm not like a decision maker, the best I can do is to advocate and lobby for the realization of those youths, so that they are not left left idle and left unused. So that's why I say, like, it wasn't compulsory that I was supposed to write a report about this whole trip, but it's something I took upon myself to say after this. And the Minister of Youth, Honorable Kirsty Coventry, actually agreed to meet me like after this trip. So I just took it upon myself to say, I'm going to write this report so that it's the best way to communicate to the government on what they should do for the youth.
Wonderful.
What the youth expect from them and how we can forge complementary synergies between the government and the youth so that the government doesn't feel like we are against them and we don't feel like government is against us.
Great. Yeah. Thank you so much. We'll come back to you. I think we are joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Katsira Chirumanzu. He's a political analyst, ZANU-PF leaning. Mr. Katsira Chirumanzu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Well, good evening.
Thank you so much.
Listening to your program.
Thank you so much for joining us there. So, I think Jonga will pose the first question.
Ndotangane kukwaisai mazi.
Ah, mukanya murede.
Ndakasimba mazi. Ndokumbira mungodzorawo zvishoma volume yenyu bichana.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Muri kunzwa ka?
Ndiri kunzwa.
Inyaya tikutaura nezvainhasi mazi, we are discussing about the meetings that are currently underway here in Washington DC, the IMF and the World Bank meetings. What do you think Zimbabwe benefits from such meetings, because these are annual meetings and people say nothing much changes even after ministers and government officials come to Washington DC?
Well, these meetings are very important. I think people need to understand the vision of President Mnangagwa, that his statecraft is of more economics and less politics. And he has shown Zimbabwe that re-engagement is important because we don't live in an island. Hence, it is important to find one another despite the mistakes that might or could have happened. But unfortunately, those, whom Zimbabwe as a country is engaging are not playing ball, especially the Western world. I want to give you an example of what happened recently. When we had this devastating cyclone, that is Idai, the USA government donated, whether it was money or goods, worth $2 million. But this week, one of our banks, Standard Chartered Bank, was fined $18 million U.S. dollars. And it was clear that this is something to do with the sanctions. Now, you find that these people are not serious. Now, when it comes to International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, the directorship of all these banks, they are manned by Americans that have a veto. So what our ministers might try to do, at the end of the day, is going to be vetoed. So I don't see much taking place despite, the end of reconciliation that this government, is giving to the Western world.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Chirumanz, I think Stanchard was fined because it breached some of whatever the agreements or contractual agreements that were there, and this is not a once-off thing. I think it's just back to 2000 or something.
Yeah, fine, but what matters most is you need to understand why it was fined. What are the reasons? Then you will see that Standard Chartered Bank was simply doing commercial transactions. But the U.S. government does not want those companies in Zimbabwe to do business. What it means is that Zimbabwean companies are not free. Their hands are tied up. For example, I can give you an example for this cyclone Idai. The Zimbabwean government does not have enough helicopters to rescue its citizens. Why? Because there are sanctions. This government wants bulldozers to come up with the infrastructure, but we don't have, because why? We don't have U.S. dollars to buy this machinery. So at the end of the day, it is a smoke screen for anyone in Zimbabwe to think that sanctions are playing a pivotal role in not developing this country. And the U.S. government is aware of this. And the IMF is aware of this. How is Zimbabwe going to achieve its, economic goals?
Tichaisira kudare mhasi tinzokuti rinoti asi munoziva kuti mutambo wese kana mubhora raimbotambwa naGibbs mamuna refuri achititeera mitemo ukaita offside unorambirwa pamwe Standard Chartered Bank yakaita offside regaiti mubva muteereri ari parunhare todzoka kwamuri
mutemo wachoka zvinoka dzaiyo yebhora tikapafananidzo yebhora zvino handi vari kutanze kwai refuri unofanira kutombozoenda pabhodhi kuda kuona kuti gora ragohisiwanei but anoita mutemo ndiani isifiu.
Thank you so much.
Rambai muri parunhare. Rambai muri parunhare. I think we have a caller, Gibbs.
Yeah, we've got a caller on the line. Baba, kunjani?
Takasimba,
ndiani avo?
Ndikundai.
Mukoma Kundai, muri kupi?
Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe. Tipeyo pfungwa dzenyu tinzwe nyaya tiri kukurukura ndiyoyi.
Zvatiri kuitirwa apa zvikudzeri kuti ikai timbotaura ichiti we do not have finance minister. Chinguruwo nechidhanana zvacho chinongonzi chakaenda kuchikoro.
Mukoma Kundai, ndikubatei muromo. Kazhinji hatibvumidze hedu kuti vanhu tinge tichitukana, tinongobvumidza kuti mungotaura zvamunofunga. Nekuti Studio 7 iburiro remunhu wese ane chaanoda kupfuura munouya muchiitira pano, asi nekuti titukane hatizofunga zvakanaka.
Allright, ndine urombo.
Asi
chokwadi chaicho, takatarisa economics dzatiri kuitirwa zvedu muZimbabwe ka. Vana vedu vachapese vari kuenda kuchikoro right now, zvavari kudzidza nezviri kuitika in terms of maraniro akutwa economics dzedu dzenyika ka. Vakutoona kunge zvavari kudzidza zviri wrong, syllabus utori wrong, nekuti kana zvichiti maitirwo azvinoitwa ka zvichinzi ndo chaizvo izvo, nekuti vanenge vachiita ndo vanenge vachinzi ndo vakadzidza chaizvo. Nokuti kuti ungochipiwa chigaro unongochitarisirwa kunzewo une zvawakaonekwa unazvo, zvinoitira zvinoona kuti kana ukanzi tungamire ukutunga mira ni guarra kanaka. Saka kuzuona isuma pakutunga mira uitwa nyeti nyika ya Zimbabwe.
Chichu mbe cha muno tia amusiku guzikana na chivane shuri kuitu.
Nechakutanga nechakuti the industry is down. Nechakutanga. And right now, I want to give you an example. Tinoona mameseji anenge asenderwa anhu kunzi dzimai magiza enyu nekuti tirikuita kuti tichengetedze magetsi handikai. Saka zvikutaura kuti kana tichinzi hatina magetsi ekuti isusu vanhu vane magiza handikai tidzime magiza edu. Yet tinenge tine vanhu isusu kubhadhibosi magetsi edu isusu ndeye prepaid meter handikai. The moment yekungoti mari yako yawakajusa prepaid ikadzipera magetsi anobva adzima handi. Then iwo zvonot kune mumwe munhu ane mita isiri yeprepaid. Ani zvikweredzi zviri kuamounda to a million, but munhu iyeye anongobhadhira maybe 20,000 yechibatiso pamwedzi kuzesa kuti magetsi asavharwe. Ndiyeye anenge asingatauri kunzi adzime magetsi. Isusu vacho vanobhadhara post prepaid yakanakira kuti kana usina kubhadhara usina kutenga magetsi, token yako hauna magetsi. Ini kuti isusu tikushandira vaya vaya vanoshandisawo magetsi mahara vasina maprepaid.
Aiwa kana imimi munonge mabhadhara magetsi yenyu toti $10. Zvese inozokuudzai sei kuti dzimai magetsi makabhadhara?
Aiwa iri kuti hanzi nekuti magetsi edu mashoma, saka tikumbira kuti musanyanya kubatidza zvinodya magetsi akawanda. Saka ipapa nyaya yangu iri pakuti kana tichishaiwa moto wekuti tibatidze magiza, industry iyo iriyo inoita kuti zvatiri chitemo chedu chese chekuti kuchema kwatikuita muZimbabwe ka kuti kugadzirisikeka hunge industry yakushanda.
Regai tinzwa vachirumanzi kuti vanogona kumbokupindura here, nokuti ndo vamwe vari muZimbabwe. Vachirumanzi munoona sei zviri kutaurwa here?
Dambudziko rina maZimbabwe nderokuti saivava vamukuru vari kutaura ndimona vatotanga kuvhura chirongwa chinechi nokutuka munhu. Asi tikazovabvunza kuti ivo vana maqualifications api, chavati vaita muupenyu hwavo ndechipi, iye zvino vanotaura nyaya yemasilabhasis and so forth, asi vanombovatendere panenge pachinyorwa masilabhasi kuchibvunza kuti todini and so forth, maybe tinogona kuona kuti maybe vanenge vakanyarara. Saka at the end of the day, anyway, chiriga yangu dipindu zandada kupindura izvezvi. Haugoni kugadzirisa nyaya yomusha wako kana uchitora umwe. Kana ivo vachiona kuti vamutuli nuve, hapana chavanoziva. Kuvane mvumo yokunoka dhora vamutuli nuve. Ona hama yangu, wachiurayira nyika, kuwadii kudai, vachionesana. Noti kuti munhu avuye pastudio 7 otanga kunyumba imba yake. Kwamuri ikoko kuAmerica, hakuna kana one American anokwanisa kushora America despite with they are of different kana kuti vavanosapota mapolisa zakati akasiyana. Andimona iculture yavo muno mune zvinhu zvakawanda zviri kuondomoka and zviri kuondomorwa navanhu. If I can give you an example, yana Delta vanotengesa vanohodhesa toro, asi you find that vanhu vakawanda vane prepaid as Zimbabwe kutenga $5 and hapana munhu anokuena and they want the government to go in the intervene. Zvinoshanda pati? Instead of us as human beings, as people vanoda nyika, chitoro ichi chinodhura hatisi takatenga. That makombi for example manheru vanoti aya manheru chakuchadha $2, but will you find that one is Zimbabwean anopinda chimanya achiti aizondezenyizi kana misina mari? Saka hatina kubatana, zvatinoita hatisi takawirana. As long tine attitude yakaita seyo mukuru yokungokomplena wasingauyi namasolution.
Thank you so much masimaita basa. Gibbs, ndiwo unenge uri kuda kumbopindura?
Ye, so siyamuzwa uyakhuluma sivili ubaba uchirumanzi kodwa ke ubaba kaloku ade kukhuluma ikuthi khona ngale IMF ngathi umgcini ngcebo umtholi ncube uthi kasebenzi kuhle into zinjalo kuta ke uchuru mazuti haipela abantu wenga tetisi
alabayamushura
ya uti baave suula abantu wonga peliyo so singa zukuti konoko ke mtaba kanganani kuta ke abantu lapa baafu nye uti bakulume maafisi kukuluma so katisa la uba mbese mbuzu chakala
yes Mr. Chirumanzu I think our caller that's Mukoma Kundai I think is off the line now
oh he's off
yeah I think so
yeah so let's get back to Mr. Tatenda Magetsi. So, Mr. Magetsi, I think you know that the political situation in Zimbabwe is a bit dicey, and the economy itself is sort of like, you know, struggling. So, how do you think you will manage to maybe weave your way through after these meetings to make sure that your views are understood and implemented, maybe?
So, the idea is to communicate to the government and the people. So that at the end of the day, everyone like knows what they are supposed to do.
Mm.
Like, for example, I know that the economy is really down. And it would really be like naive for us as citizens to expect much from the government, given that even if change was to start today, it would not like come overnight. Mm. So this means that there is that need for the government and the people to complement each other's efforts.
Mm-hmm.
So personally, I'm going to make sure that I communicate through all channels possible, so that the, especially from our side as youths, unemployed graduates, etc., they do something for themselves, like starting entrepreneurial activities, income generating projects of their own. As bad as things are, there are opportunities that could be exploited. For example, like we are talking of the digital moonshot, which was like launched by the World Bank, where we are saying we should teach youths how to make use of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in Zimbabwe, you find someone talking of the internet, they are talking of WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So we look at internet from so much of a social, exactly, from so much of a social media perspective, and we confine it to be just that. Yet the internet is rich.
Tell people exactly how rich is it. Like, what you learned today?
Personally,
what can they do? Yes.
Personally, to be here in Washington, it was because of like the competition I applied for on the internet. This is to begin with. I won the Rhodes Scholarship because I had applied for it on the internet. I wasn't complaining. I tried to dig, because like when we look at the internet, it's like a mine.
Mm-hmm.
How much you mine determines how much of it you
what
get.
What specific things can people do on the internet? Like what you learned today, what can they do to make themselves better?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like for example, we can talk of the issue of digital marketing.
Mm-hmm.
We know that people are selling clothes. People are selling shoes. I know a lot of youths in Haifu where I stay are doing that. Instead of like just going it, doing it like the old conventional way, they can infuse the issue of like digital marketing, use Facebook. We know that a lot of people will be online.
Mm-hmm.
So like post whatever you are selling on Facebook. Instead of like just looking at it as an entertainment platform, look at it from a business perspective so that you gain something out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like that.
Wonderful.
Hmm. Pakaoma.
Yeah.
Nokuti vechidiki kazhinji anongofunga kuti
WhatsApp
ne internet.
Yeah.
Ndiri kuremember Gibbs patakatanga kushanda.
Yeah.
Pakazonzi kubasa vandaisenza kwaita computer.
Mm.
We all tripped to the office just to see ngona computer.
Yeah, what was it? Yeah. Even typing, you know.
Oh yeah, yes.
Yeah. Sometimes we miss the keys.
Oh yeah.
You know. I think we've got it.
So, I think we have a caller. Yes. Nemtereri. Hello. Yes.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, makadi baba.
Right. Yeah,
no, just
Richard.
Richard, Kuluma Baba.
Yeah, no doubt.
Tower writing.
No, what is the writing?
I must be at some Zika Baba Muruta Rakure.
That you know what to write in Yikao.
Rappi, we will bring in IMF.
You are waiting before.
Hey.
What is your voice, Jama? food dry not in one way, yes, but all Samara.
Musikumbuya zvinzwikwa baba handisi kuti kana vari pamuri ipapo kana vakatirira radio vari kukunzwa iwe here.
Ya varume.
Vari kukunzwa iwe muchitotaura navo kwete kuti pa radio ndofunga ameno gives it the what he said.
No, I think
what I only heard is that they are getting less value for their tobacco crop.
Oh,
but
yes.
Whatever you wanted to explain, I think is drowned because his voice is too low.
The other thing that I heard is that the government is not doing well, according to him.
Yes.
He said they are actually messing up with the economy.
Yeah.
So now, you know, let's wrap up with him so that we can get another guest.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we can pose a question to him.
My question is, for Zimbabwean youths, like in Zimbabwe, there are many activities and organizations and all that representing youths. But how many youths are benefiting from those? Or those who can stand up and say, I benefited from this program. Do you see many youths benefiting, or is it just youth organizing, purporting to represent youths, but nothing coming out of that?
In the case of youth organizations, there is really nothing much coming out of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have realized this challenge where like it's becoming like some sort of a permanent feature in Africa, where organizations try to profit here whenever there is a problem. Instead of being problem solvers, we maintain the problem as it is as long as we are getting an income from it. A lot of youth organizations purport that we are having youth activities which are supposed to benefit youth, but I live in Highfield. In Highfield, like literally every newspaper headline affects us. If they say there is a fuel price hike and you live in Highfield, just know it's going to affect you directly. If they say bread price has risen by 20 cents, it's going to affect you directly. And whenever I walk around Highfield at any time of the day, I find a lot of youths loitering around. And you go to Belgravia, you find these fancy offices of a lot of organizations supporting, they are representing us. You go into the offices, there's no single person who really is a youth. They are old people in there. You cannot represent us without us. If you say you are representing youth and then all the decision makers in that organization are not youth, then whose voice are you speaking out? Whose voice? So I have like a very deep critique of literally all youth organizations in Zimbabwe. They are not doing us anything. They are doing us, if to say the least, if they are doing us anything, they are doing us a disservice.
So how can you make them work?
I loved like when Minister Kesty like started this youth Indaba. It's actually her trying to reach out to youth so that she can hear our voice. It's through such initiatives that our voice can be heard, but it's never going to be through these organizations because they are going to continue profiteering and it is not in any way going to benefit us. They've existed for so long and our plight hasn't changed even an inch. We still suffer day in, day out. Drug use, especially like in high-density suburbs, is high in its. It keeps skyrocketing with each day. And yet, they exist to make sure that this doesn't happen. I have never seen an organization campaigning against drug use. Yes, yet we know this is something that is occurring. This is something that is happening. But you don't see, not even on television, a single organization which comes and says, we are doing a one-week campaign against youth, like a youth against drugs campaign. Yet they have the funds. They are getting the funds so that they can do these activities, but they are not doing it. And then at the end of the day, they will claim that we have done ABCD, create some reports, produce reports to the donors, and they will get more funding without doing anything.
Tatenda, thank you so much, Tatenda.
Thank you, Tatenda, Magetsi. My friend.
Yes. So his surname is Magetsi. Eh?
Magetsi.
Yeah, Magetsi Apaka. So.
No.
He comes from my area, Lusaka. You know where Lusaka is?
Exactly.
That's where he comes from. You see, I've got a friend.
Thank you so much, Tatenda. Gaiti, we're going to come to you. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, and dear now.
Apostle Dube in Johannesburg.
Apostle yes. Dube Kulumani wabo.
Yes. Ni landela lindaba yomhlangano osemelika.
Yes.
And of interest.
Well, at the time, this call is dead, and your call has been terminated.
Ah,
because then if only I can, so in the meantime, I think we've got videos of David Malpass, who is the president of the World Bank. So let's try to fish the videos, and then try to play them so that people will see exactly what is going on at the IMF.
Globally, extreme poverty has dropped to 700 million at the last count. That's down from much higher levels in the 1990s and 2000s. But the number of people living...
Now, I think we are cut off. I think that video may be cut off. Maybe we can replay it. So ask our producer to replay that video so that we can maybe have another video from Christine Lagarde, the managing director of the IMF. So let's try it again. David Malpass. So I'm told that it's not that video is actually run to the end. Let's have Christine Lagarde, the managing director of the IMF.
Before I turn to a few words about the global outlook, I would like to just express on behalf of the institution our heartfelt condolences to the three countries that have been mostly hard by the recent cyclone Idai. It's Mozambique, Zimbabwe, Malawi. And I can tell you that the government of Mozambique has submitted a request for the rapid credit facility, which provides speedy access to concessional financing from the fund, and we are moving forward as quickly as we can. It won't be pledges, it won't be promises, it will be prompt payment as soon as the board has approved it.
And that is the IMF Director Christine Lagarde speaking at the IMF today. So akhuluma ngakho lapha ke ukuthi hayi phela emhlabeni lapha kunengi okukhona jonga kuzobuya ke ukukhulumela ngesayikloni idai
matarise
lokuthi kume njani xa sikhangela Mozambique, Zimbabwe neMalawi lapho kwaba khona lezo lesiphepho usayikloni idai lo uthe uzo obuhlungu ukuthi amazwe la alahlekelwa ngabantu. So right now we're joined by our reporter who was at the IMF meetings. And that is Marvelous Mhlanga. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Gibbs and Jonga.
So, roughly, briefly, what went on?
What actually went on today is we had a lot of organizations that were having side meetings, but also Zimbabwe is actually represented by the finance minister, Mr. Ntuli Ncube, and his delegation, and also Minister Ziyambi is around, but I was not able to actually get in touch with them. But from what they've been publishing on Twitter, they're actually having side meetings. I saw Mr. Ntuli Ncube posting on his Twitter account that he was meeting with potential investors, and he was on Bloomberg TV earlier on in the day saying that Zimbabwe will have its own currency in 12 months. So that's something to look forward to perhaps hear from him how this will affect what is happening on the ground. And he also spoke about Cyclone Idai, saying that they are going to be appealing to some of the member countries that they're meeting for assistance for Cyclone Idai ravaged areas.
So in terms of the program itself, how is it going?
In terms of the program, like you had the young man, you know, they have a lot of side meetings. And I think they're pushing the African agenda. They're pushing the use of digitalization, especially in terms of using business, because they know the future of Africa especially lies within the youth. So I saw a lot of youth programs. They were also pushing programs to do with ending poverty and, you know, within Africa and other nations. But I saw a huge contingency of African countries and African youth that are attending this World Bank meeting.
Vakawanda vanoziva kuti misangano inoitwa gore negore. Zvii zvingatarisirwa gore rino zvingabva kumusangano iwe nekuti makore apfuura vanenge vachingopiwa zvimbiso.
Pari zvino tiri kuona kuti Ntuli Ncube unenge musangano wavo wekutanga. Saka zvinenge zvakanaka kuti timire tione kuti pane zvitsva here zvavaunza, nekuti vanga vari kuti ivo vari kutaurawo nevamwe vari kuda kudyara mari yavo muZimbabwe. Uyezve vachitaurawo zvakare kuti vari kuda kutaura nekuti chikwere cheZimbabwe pari zvino chamira sei, vari kusangana nevatungamiri veWorld Bank neIMF nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka tuda kuti tione mushure memisangano iyi nekuti zvizhinji zvinozivwa kumisangano iyi. sekutaura kwa ndaita kwanga kuine misangano yeve chidiki yakawanda uye zvemimwe misangano yekuedza kupodza zvatingati iye kubvisa poverty kana kuti kushushikana muvanhu urombo kuvanhu nyanya muAfrica ndaona kunge Africa pa musangano wegore rino yanga iri kumusoro chaizvo pane maprogramu akawanda avari kuita kuedza kuti nyika dzemuAfrica dziwane idzo upfumi wakanaka
Ndofunga tine guest tine mwe wevanyarikano wedu pachirongwa vati vari kumhanya vanoitwa amai Chenai Moyo Mutamba Sere vanoshanda neZimbabwe Citizens Initiative vari ku United Kingdom. Welcome Mr. Mutamba Sere.
Tinotenda. Takateerera.
Aiwa tinotenda nekuteerera. Nyaya tiri kukurukura ndiyo iye musangano uri ku Washington DC IMF ne World Bank. Uyewo nyaya yekuti Zimbabwe inenge yane karenzi yayo mukati memwedzi gumi nemiviri etipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Zvinhu zvekuZimbabwe zvinonetsa nekuti kubva zvandakataura nemi ndinotarisa kuti kuda kwapfuura mwedzi tingati miri kubva zvakabva vamuchulinyuve zvakare kuAmerica tonzwa zvekuti iko zvinovadzokera. Isu sezvizvagwa zveZimbabwe hapana chakanyanyo chatingati chakanyanyotarisira kubva kwavari asi kuti zvinhu zvekuramba zvichingowedzera kushata munyika yeZimbabwe. Ivo vanhu vane mari dzavo dzavanenge vachida kudyara munyika hauavingi kuti kwai ndau yakwamuri ivo ndivo vanouya kwamuri kuZimbabwe vanofanira kutanga vagadzirisa kuZimbabwe kugadzirisa kuona kuti vanhu vakadyara mari dzavo muZimbabwe mari idzodzo dzine zvadzinobuditsa ndizvo zvinoita kuti vanhu vauye kuzoinvesta muZimbabwe kwete kuti munoramba muchivavinga muchikwira ndege muchienda kuAmerica asi paground kuZimbabwe hapana chiri kuchinja zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichiita wese handiti tanesa nekunyengedzwa nemameeting avo aya.
Now Miss Mutamba Sere, I'll read a statement here, or let me say what was uttered, or some remarks by David Malpass, president of the World Bank Group. I quote, by 2030, nearly 9 in 10 extremely poor people will be Africans, and half of the world is poor will be living in fragile and conflict-affected settings. This calls for urgent action by countries themselves and by the global community, end quote. What's your comment on that?
So, I mean, I agree. I absolutely agree. But the problem, the crisis, the African crisis, is not one of lack of resources. It's mismanagement of resources. Tinotarisa nyika dzakaita sana Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe inyika ine zvinhu zvayo nouwandu hwazvo. Asi kuti ivo vari kufanira kunge vachizvigadzirisa kuti nyika ive inobenefita nekuwanda kwakaita maminerals, vana gold, diamond zvakadaro asi hazvishandi nekuti tiri pamismanagement. Tine leadership crisis muAfrica. And ndinotenda zviri kutaurwa kuti 9 in 10, I can truly believe that. Nokuti takatarisa nyika yedu hwani Zimbabwe, zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichiwedzera kushata muZimbabwe. Zvinosvika pamwe pamuti munoti vanhu vese vanofunga kuti hazvingashati kupfuura pazviriko zvino asi zvichiramba zvichienda zvakadaro. Zvino tinosvika kupi?
So what can you do on your own to make the situation better, especially in Zimbabwe?
Okay. Okay. So number one, as individuals, what you will see is a lot of international governments, and it is my government, UK, even America. Hongu vane mari dzavanofanira kunge vachipa mairana neaid kunyika dzakaita semaAfrican countries, and it is asi ivo vari kuona kuti mari idzi dzinopiwa kumagovernment hadzisi kusvika, hadzisi kunoita zvadzinofanira kuita. Naizvozvo ndingatokurudzira aya tinoti magrassroots organization, handiti kunyange takatarisa iko zvino kuZimbabwe tine example nenyaya yakaitika yecyclone. Vanhu vakabatana, vanhu vari paground, zvisina kuti uri government uri bato ripi uri bato ripi, handiti takaona zveshuwa kuti munhu ari kuUK aikwanisa kuti iye akapa £100 yake akaipa through a local church, akaipa through an individual, £100 iyoyo ichikwanisa kunosvika ichinobatsira vanhu. Saka isusu sezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe tinofanira kuchichangamuka kuchiona kuti aiwa hurumende iyi hapana zvainotibatsira. ngatisibatana isu tiite mapato edu magrassroots organizations anokwanisa kumira pamberi peseizo nhengo dzakaita sana maworld bank organization nemamwe international aid structures toende isusu tonozvimiririra nekuti kuti timirire kumiririgwa nana mutuli havanana hakuna chinobuda chokwadi hazvichashandi izvozvo because the leadership crisis iri kuzimbabwe iri muafrica in general hapana kwatiri kusvika nayo as individuals we must stand as individuals contribute to the setting up of grassroots organizations and let us work towards a better Africa. And that means when the opportunity arises to change leadership, let's take it up and let's take it seriously. Let's keep pushing until that change happens. Because if we determine to teach us, it's okay to take us. So why do I not want to look
Thank you so much. My name is Tambasere Rambayamuri Parunare Tungotarisa. Ma comments maviri matatu kubva kune vateereri vedu panapa ndiri kuona vanyora pa viewishow na Facebook hanzi namukoma blessing masvavike keep it up guys we are viewing you from Francistown kuBotswana then Nicodemus Matariro watching from DRC Kolwezi vamwe varikuona vari Cape Town mukoma Gabriel Paradzai vari kuChipinge then panapa pana Godfrey Muradzi kwanzo only those aligned to the top government officials will benefit not the ordinary youth then pana Arnold A. Zezai thumbs up to Tatenda a former student of BUSE you lead they follow wanting for updates from Oxford University ndofunga ari kutsigira mukoma Tatenda Magetsi abatwa negetsi namukoma Tatenda Magetsi
and Tatenda is going to the University of Oxford
yes so and maybe this guy is saying he needs follow ups from that so you guys you Studio 7 guys you have to make follow ups and update mukoma that's mukoma Arnold
wonderful
yes
so we've got lots on like on the developer page it says Gibbs and Chonga Linjani Zimbabwe is a failed state so there's nothing that is going on here. Sydney Lwandle Mdluli says matotakiti salibonani kona ngapho ke e McDonald's lapheli khona. So he saying that how are you in the place of McDonald's. And then we've got Msunduzwa Ndlovu uthi salibona number 42 la uthi hayi siyakubona ke umnotho welizwe ungani uyahamba siyakubona. So now let's go back to Miss Mhlanga. So now what is going to happen tomorrow? And maybe the day after.
Tomorrow they continue the side meetings because on paper the business really, you know, winds up from Friday. But tomorrow they continue the side meetings and they've also now the opportunity to meet outside of the World Bank confines. Mm-hmm. But they also have side meetings for the youth, like I said, and for women that are continuing until Sunday. Mm-hmm. But for some of them, today is the end of business.
And the business delegation, when are they expected to go back home?
I spoke to Minister Honorable Ziyambi on WhatsApp because I was trying to locate them and he said he left today, but the delegation led by Professor Ntuli Ncube will leave on Monday, which means they will be working. It's a working weekend for them.
Wonderful.
Hanzi nemumwe anyora panapa muteereri ari kubindura. Hanzi ari kutaura chokwadi mudzimai uyo. Anonzi Mutambasere taneta kunyepero.
and Kadzira Chirumanzu, his phone just dropped.
Think,
and, maybe we can make a follow up and maybe try to get Rejoice Mgwenya, but we're remaining with only 8 minutes. So, in these 8 minutes, if we have to use them very well, I think let's go back to Mtambasere. So, Mtambasere, we are looking at this the IMF and the World Bank meetings, and this is an annual kind of event. So, at the end of the day, does Zimbabwe benefit out of these meetings?
It's actually a loss for us. It reminds me of the old age story that we have of a father in a family where they're struggling, there's great poverty. And yet that father still finds the time to go and spend at some gathering. That doesn't bring anything back home. Recently, it's only a matter of, is it 2-3 months? It reminds me, because I was talking about RTGS. RTGS, if I talk to you, you 1:1. There's a necessary plan. RTGS, you are joining now. You are near our mom, say, ne echo case, ne bonds, ne whatever else. You go to Zimbabwe, you talk. Tavane five macarons, as are macarons, as in macarons. nekuti iko zvino vabuda vamutori vari kuti tichava neimwe fully fledged currency kusiya zvimwe dzimwe four dzatinadzo idzi zvichirevei zvichashanda sei chinhu chiri missing mumastatements avo is how vanotikandira mastatements ekuti ndichakupai new currency ichashanda ndokupai RTGS ichashanda kuno tadii tambogadzi tambonatonzwisisa kuti muri kutarisa kuti ichanyanyoshanda seiko nekuti pare zvizvo hapana chiri kushanda hapana chatichavai hapana chavatimataura chatichashanda
Yes,
before that, just one question for Ms. Ntambasele. You are an economist by profession, I guess. How would you, if let's say you are appointed Minister of Finance today in Zimbabwe, how would you fix this situation?
You see, finance, a financial position is the outcome. It's an outcome of activities. And if even if you strip out the whole idea that it's economic, if you run a business, you get a financial statement because you've put so much into that business, right?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot start with outcomes. So you cannot start by saying, I want 1:1. I want to have, because all these things respond to market forces, right? At the moment in Zimbabwe, we do not have production. We do not have enough production within our own local economy to sustain an economy. So this idea that we want our own currency and all that is nonsense. Because we continue to export, we continue to import, from outside. We continue to need to go across border to get certain things. So we are all, it's better that we assure ourselves using the US dollar, we assure our economy and then move from there. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, but no the ZANU PF government...
And I said this from 3 years ago. I said, you cannot put more money into a pocket with a hole in it. But you need to fix the hole.
Yes.
And then you can start talking about activities that you're going to be bringing in. Zimbabwe has got a leakage problem. We have a very corrupt economy. We cannot account for every dollar. And they know that. In 2017, everybody came out and they said, this is what is happening. And and they said, it's corrupt. And ED said, I'm going to remove corruption, et cetera, et cetera. So they know the problem. That is the problem.
That's why they removed the people surrounding former President Robert Mugabe, because they were corrupt.
Exactly. And then they said, we're going to deal with it. I'm going to be hard on corruption. And that was it. It was a charm offensive. He never did anything about it.
Thank you so much.
Like these guys, they don't know. They know the problem.
Thank you so much.
They don't want to fix it.
Maita basa, ndodangoti pamataura kuti baba vanenge vachingoenda kumatare kunotanda hanzi nevakuru zvikanzi ipo pamakungano ndo panorovanwa masoro. Vamwe vakati anofamba ndiye anooneka tsapfu, saka regai vambunzwa. Tinotenda zvikuru, aiwa kana makamakufunganyi kuenda, we can let you go. Thank you so much for joining us.
So,
thank you.
Those are jawbreakers, Shona.
Because we requested 10 minutes from Mr. Ntambasele, I think we ended up consuming 15 minutes or so.
Hours in the wheat.
Yes. Then marvelous. Ndofunga ungangotsanangura kuti pane zvawaona zvii zvaungataurova vateereri kuti vanzwe.
Ndingangoti zviri kutaurwa nevazhinji vari kuwanikwa vari panhare nezvimwe zvakadaro zvakakosha kuti zvinhu zvinoda kunyanyogadziriswa mapolisi munyika pari zvino. Vazhinji vari kushora vachiti ivo tiri kuona madelegation achikwidza nekudzika. Takaona vantuli vanga vari kuno, saka zvii zvabuda. Ndozvatichange takatarisawo nesu sekutaura kwavaita vati within 12 months pachange pane new currency, tida kuzoona kuti inobatsira sei. Vakataura zvakare vakati central bank ndoichange yaakuuya neregulatory ichange yane mari inenge yakutaura kuti nhasi rate yakamira pakati, asi tida kuzoona kuti zvichaita sei kana zvaakuiswa mumarket. Ndozvavazhinji zvavari kutarisa.
But you know, Gibbs, if I recall, last year Minister Mtuli also talked of 12 months.
Yes, so Zimbabwe, 12 months. Yeah.
12 months. And within the 12 months frame, we have the RTGS dollar.
Mm-hmm. You know, the elephant gestation period is 22 months.
22 months.
So make your conclusion there.
Plus 10, 12 plus
because
10.
Here he's trying to skin a big elephant. So it's a huge task, I think. So if you extend by 12 months, it's okay. Another 12
months.
Another 12
months.
It will work maybe. I don't know.
Asi vazhinji ndombobatai muromo ipapo kuti vari kuti iwo mameeting akanaka asi chavanoda kuzoti chichi chabuda kubva pamameeting.
Thank you so much, Marvelous. We wish to take this opportunity to thank Marvelous Planya Oye. She's our reporter who was at the AMF. We also thank Mr. Katsira Chirumanzi, political commentator, ZANU-PF Leaning, and Chennai Moyo Mutamba Sere. And then we've got Tatenda Maketsi as well, the youth attending the IMF meetings. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
Usakangana utawarabanu, Tatenda Maketsi, the future minister in the making. Finance minister in the making.
Definitely.
Ini jonga kandemiri, bye-bye.
Marvelous Msanganya huye, bye-bye.
Thank you.